At the Democratic National Convention, Kaiser Khan questioned Donald Trump's fitness to be president.
Go look at the graves of brave patriots who died defending United States of America. You will see all faiths, genders, and ethnicities. You have sacrificed nothing and no one.
Trump, as he has throughout the campaign, responded forcefully. Here he is on This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
I think I've made a lot of sacrifices. I work very, very hard. I've created thousands and thousands of jobs, tens of thousands of jobs, built great structures.
And in the same interview, he suggested Khan's wife, Ghazala, was kept from speaking.
If you look at his wife, she was standing there. She had nothing to say. She probably, maybe she wasn't allowed to have anything to say, you tell me, but plenty of people have written that.
The problem, as most know by now, is the Khan family lost their son, Captain Humayun Khan, in the Iraq War. And Trump's comments have put Florida's Republican leaders between a rock and a hard place.
Look, I've been clear. I'm never going to agree with every candidate on everything they're going to say. Like, I know who I am. I care about the military. I care about law enforcement. I was blessed to have the opportunity to serve in this country.
That's Florida Governor Rick Scott. But while he distances himself from Trump's comments, he's sticking with the candidate.
Now, I have a choice, right? I have Donald Trump over here, a business person that knows how to create jobs. Over here, I have Hillary Clinton, a career politician who's never created a job in her life. So to me, it's an easy choice. I'm gonna back the business person that actually has signed the front of a paycheck and knows how to build a company.
It's a similar story for Attorney General Pam Bondi. Here she is speaking about Captain Khan.
He saved hundreds of lives. He is an American patriot, an American hero. End of story. Would I have ever said anything about his mother standing up there silent, not saying anything? Absolutely not. That's my position.
But for some veterans, that's simply not good enough. Former Marine Colonel Jim Seaton says Trump's comments display a lack of empathy.
The president sets the tone. The president represents the United States of America worldwide. And if he is lacking in empathy, that will be noted globally. And it will set a tone that is an unhealthy tone within our own country.
And he acknowledges Scott and Bondi are in a politically difficult position.
But I think that our politicians you have to stand up and be heard. It doesn't mean that you're disloyal to the candidate you're supporting. But, it just means that you're more loyal to what's right than what's convenient.
Former Navy Captain Ann Raleigh tends to vote for liberal candidates, but says she's open to nominees across the political spectrum.
They've always been people that I thought, even though I might not agree with their views on things or their ideas, but they were well thought out.
She doesn't feel the same about Trump, and it appears many in the country are leaning the same way. According to the Real Clear Politics poll average, Trump has gone from a slight edge to a 6-point deficit against Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton in the wake of Khan's speech. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.